Ready? All right. Hello and welcome back to the tea. It is going to be such a fun episode today because we have big news.
Big news.
Big news.
And
Taylor Swift dropped a new album. So this is
She
going to
did.
be a Taylor Swift podcast. So just
So if you don't like Taylor Swift, then you're not gonna like this podcast.
Turn it off because we don't need the negative energy.
It's not for you. It's not about you either.
So, where to start? So, new album, last Friday. Now,
Yes. Like several days in
yeah.
to the album drop. It came out on Friday. We're living in Tuesday of the next
Yes.
week. So we've had some time to.
I don't feel like I've had enough time, though.
Honestly, no. I don't
I'm
either.
gonna need a year.
I'm gonna need a while for this. I'm gonna need to take notes. I'm gonna need to write some stuff down. I'm gonna need to Google some stuff.
Yeah. I mean, I have like done a small amount of R&D on it, but
See, I haven't.
I mean, like very minuscule. And also, I'm not on TikTok. So like I feel like if I were on TikTok,
And I
I'd know
haven't,
way more information,
yes,
but I'm not.
so, and I haven't been on TikTok.
Yeah.
Like, I'm on TikTok, but I haven't been on TikTok.
Yeah.
Not in the past few days. I'm not in a good, like, no, it's not, I'm fine. I'm mentally fine. I
Yeah.
just, you know.
Well, also, I have found it hard over the weekend to really do the like I when it dropped, I listened to the full album, you
Yes.
know, and
And by the way, what a feast, because like everybody,
double album,
double album.
yeah, we didn't deserve all that, but we
No.
got it.
And we never deserve what she's giving us, ever. And then
No.
everyone's like, and I feel like she does say this in one of her songs. It's like she's not doing enough. Do more, do more. Like everybody like asks so much of her.
Yeah.
By the way, I'm not one of those people.
No. I just appreciate
I'm
what
like,
I get.
whatever you're gonna give
Yeah.
us, it's fine.
Yeah.
And maybe that's how we were raised, you know, kind of like eat whatever is in front of you type thing. But
Yeah.
like, yeah, I mean, I feel
I
like
appreciate it though.
so
Yeah.
appreciated because I love both albums. I found that like as the songs kept going, I was like even more invested. And
Yeah.
I don't know if that's like if they order them that way for a reason, but like it definitely
Probably.
felt like
Yeah.
as we kept going, I was like,
Yeah. And also,
sitting on
okay.
the edge of my
Yeah.
seat.
So, I mean, I feel like we just have to start from the beginning. And it was a little bit like I expected that this was going to be a full breakup album. And it is, but it's not. Because it's not the album that I thought we were going to get in pertaining to Joe, which is if you're not like a Taylor stan, which you're probably going to not understand a lot of
And you
this.
already haven't listened to, you've already cut it off. So it doesn't
Yeah.
matter. They already left the room.
Okay. Have you already?
By the
Okay.
way, our enemies are not in the room with us now
Okay.
because we
Now,
already disclaimed.
Swifties only. Okay,
Yes.
good. So then you get it. So I really thought this was going to be like a full Joe breakup album, and it's really not at all.
Yeah.
And it's really about Maddie Healy, which I didn't know who that was. Like, I forgot that he existed. No,
Yeah.
I didn't even know he
No,
existed.
same.
So I
And
had to do some
whenever,
research.
yeah, when I started seeing stuff about that, I was like, question mark,
Well,
because
yes.
he really hasn't entered the chat, kind of like ever.
I mean, apparently he has in fact entered the chat and then like quickly left the chat and then like re-entered the chat like after Joe Jonas,
Okay.
after I can't think of that other guy's name. Oh, Harry Styles, and then again most recently. So he's kind of just this lingering,
Like she can't get rid of him.
I think it's just this lingering like the
He she
interest.
always goes back.
Yeah. But so I was hit when I first listened to the album with a good bit of confusion because there's a lot of references to like drugs and like this person that she's talking about doing drugs and being addicted to drugs of different kinds. And my first thought was like, Joe was on drugs? Alwyn. Is that his name? Alwyn?
Right.
I was like, he was on
Yeah, because you asked
drugs?
me that, and I was like, I don't really know, because honestly,
We don't know a lot about them or anything about
no.
them.
No.
Very
I
little.
mean, the only thing that I really know is that he makes a small appearance in the
documentary.
The documentary, the folklore one.
But not even really.
Not really, like, but she does kind of just mention it and then like
that she's in love.
He's filming her singing the songs that she's writing and stuff like that. So like that's kind of all we got from that.
Yeah.
Was really her POV.
Right.
Of how she felt about him.
Yeah. So I was so confused when I first listened to it because I'm like, this just doesn't. I'm so confused.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, is that why they were like, but come to find out, it's quite literally not even about him, which I did see. One thing I did see on the internet is a very old interview that she did.
Okay.
A very old interview.
Like, okay, from like when?
It might even be from like
Is this recent research?
This is recent research.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm not going to say it could have potentially even been far back as Red.
Like, okay.
It was an old interview.
Okay.
And essentially what she was explaining is that some people that you date in regards to herself, like you can be with them for a long period of time and you want so badly to be able to write a song about them and for them, but you just can't. And then she said, this is exactly what she said. And she's like, and then there's someone who you spent very little time with, who that's all you're writing songs about. And so people now are like, she was referencing Maddie Healy, even in that moment.
Interesting.
So like now people are going back and kind of dissecting other songs. Like,
mm-hmm.
This was really about him. And we thought it was about
mm-hmm.
this other guy.
So who is this guy?
Okay. So he,
what does he do?
He is I believe the lead singer of a band called the 1975. And I could have just made that up.
Okay.
He's definitely the lead singer of a band. I think it's called the 1975.
Okay.
It's like he's also British.
Okay.
She has a type.
She does.
Which, maybe not.
We're breaking the mold. Because now she's dating like the quintessential all-American man.
But anyway. Yeah. So he is, and he's
the basic white boy.
Basic white boy, which we love for her.
Yes.
Apparently, that's just what she needs.
It was exactly what she needed.
In this moment. So basically,
not to go off track, but what she needed was somebody that's not in her industry.
Yes.
Duh.
Yes. Yeah. Just something completely different.
Yes.
Than like what she had been doing, because it clearly wasn't
working.
Not to say that this is forever. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. We're not saying that it's forever.
It's quite literally none of my business.
But we're saying, what I'm saying is like, I hope it's for a while.
Yeah, but like, okay, so we were having this conversation in my household last night.
Okay.
Like, being like a stan for like the relationship that she's in. And mm-hmm. I had to quickly disagree because that's not true. I don't really care who she's dating. I don't really care.
Who brought this up?
Bentley Crum.
Okay. Yeah. What did he say?
He was just like, you know, because we had talked about, there's like two songs on the album that we for sure know are about Travis.
Okay.
The Alchemy and So High School.
Right.
Which we love.
Both right. of them. Yes.
But he was just like, you know, you just like him because they're dating and like whatever. And I was like, let me be clear. I don't like him or dislike him.
Yeah.
I have no feelings really about him.
Yeah.
I just like love whatever content we will get from that and the album that will perpetrate after their untimely demise.
Yeah.
That's what I'm here for. So, not that I'm looking forward to their demise. If they get married, that's going to be a great album too.
By the way, I'm not even here for the content.
Okay.
I like the content.
I like the content, but that's not why I support it.
Yeah. I'm supporting it because we haven't seen her happy in a really long time.
Well, we haven't seen her at all.
We haven't seen her at all. And I think that this album,
yeah, is explaining that.
Is explaining that, and not only explaining it, but really kind of just saying, like, yes, she has been very sad.
Yeah.
And has lived a very unhappy time.
Yeah.
And
so to see her now.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And it's like so good to see her because I do think that she actually is a really happy person.
Yeah.
And it's like everyone around does not want to see that.
Yeah.
They cannot stand it. Anyways,
yeah.
I love it. that's going to get us. We'll lead into that.
So that's where I kind of stand too. It's like, it's not necessarily about him and her.
It's not about him.
It could have been easily have been Joe or been insert whoever, but we weren't given that.
No.
Like, he quite literally was like hiding her away. And she's written songs about that too.
Yeah. Which, and she was also hiding away as well.
Yes. And I think,
probably was afraid.
Yeah. So I think like they came together. I could be so wrong. This is just me like this dissecting.
Is this is my own narrative for her life. Which apparently everyone has their own.
Yeah. But
God bless her.
It's like they were together in a time that she needed to be hidden away.
Mm-hmm.
And that was what she needed at that time.
Mm-hmm.
But then I think there did come a time where she was more healed and was ready mm-hmm. to kind of like be back out in the world.
And he probably didn't like that version of her.
And he didn't like that version of her. And like even before the Eras tour, like even like Lover era or like, you know?
Yeah.
You know, anytime she like peeped her head out, I don't think he loved that. And I don't know them at all, but this is my theory.
Yeah.
And so then coming upon the Eras tour, that's when it really like crumbled, which obviously we know that it did.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's not comfortable with her being so in the spotlight, and then in turn him so in the spotlight. And I get it. I mean, that's fine. And to each their own.
Yeah.
But I don't
think... But it's like you were dating Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
First of all, you're dating Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
She was going to arise.
At some point.
From the ashes.
Yeah.
We all knew it was going to happen.
Yeah.
She knew it was going to happen.
Yeah. And she planned on it 10 years ago.
You know, we were watching something, Judge Me. Okay, you're going to judge me. If the enemies are still in the room with us, you're judging me.
Some of them are, for sure, just so they can judge us.
Yep. But Ivy likes to watch certain music videos.
Yes.
And I'm okay with it, like certain ones.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, because for the most part, like it really is just like a theatrical situation. Yes. That's like kind of her whole brand.
Right.
She's a storyteller.
Yes.
That's what she does. That's why we love her.
I would argue even more so, like, although I think she's a great vocalist, even more so than a vocalist, she is a songwriter, storyteller, like
1,000%.
And that's why we love her.
I'll say that 1,000 times over.
Yeah.
I don't think that she has the most incredible voice you've ever heard.
Although I think that she does have a great voice.
She has a great voice, but I'm saying what makes her
a unique, special.
Yes, it's her storytelling, how she tells a story. If you watch the Eras tour, how she performs her songs, you'll never see it from any other artist. They don't do that.
No.
They don't do that.
No.
And the confidence that it takes to tell a story in that way, and then also knowing that, like, she's so confident in the story that she wrote and the song that she wrote and the story that she's telling, it comes out in how she performs it.
Right.
She's an actress.
She's an actress.
She does it all. She's a triple threat, shall we say.
Yeah.
But but what I was going to say is that there was a performance that she did at some award show forever ago. And if I could go back and find the date of what it was. But basically, it was a mini Eras tour performance. She won an award. It was like something of the year.
Yeah.
And I hate that I don't know what it was, but it was like something amazing of the year. I don't know if it was Artist of the Year or whatever.
Yeah.
So she did this like really grand performance and it was like Eras.
A mashup.
Yes.
Mm,
but
I love that.
And I was like, this is giving Eras tour. I was like, maybe this is when she was like, let's do that, but bigger.
Yeah.
And that was like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And so I feel like that idea has lived with her for a while that she wanted to do it. But her enemies were in the room with her and she had to get out and then was like, one day I'm going to do this.
Yeah.
But instead at that time had done like Folklore.
Right.
Was there another album?
Evermore.
During that time.
Mm-hmm. Which I now, at the time that those were released, I didn't love them at all.
Well, I think because it came off the back of like 1989.
Yeah.
And Reputation.
Yeah. And it was so vastly different from those two.
It was so much more somber.
It was so much more somber. But now, years later, some of my favorite songs are from those albums.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you really, I think that's, she really, like, in this, the Tortured Poets Department is kind of, like, giving the vibe of those.
Yes, it is.
I want to say this. People are like, Jake, my husband that I live with, he's like,
my husband that I live
with. All these,
my baby daddy.
Yeah, my baby daddy. He's like, all these songs sound the same. He's like, I can't get into it. All the songs from the Tortured Poets Department. And they do, but they purposefully are. A lot of them even have identical lyrics to other, like, they, it intertwines. They have same lyrics as other songs that she's written,
mm-hmm.
like, in the past. Like, mm-hmm. it does, but I don't, when you hear this album, yes, there are going to be some big hits from the album.
Yeah.
Like, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But this album, I don't think is, like, album of the year album. Not that it couldn't be, because it for sure could be.
Yes.
But I think this was just her, like, I think she needed to get this out in the world.
Yeah.
These were things that, like, she, like, I need these things to be said
mm-hmm.
to, like, so that she could move on to something else.
Yeah. Which I, so if you don't really
disagree.
Really?
Yeah, because I don't think they all sound the same.
But I
not
do.
Not all.
But I do.
There definitely are some that sound the same.
There's probably like five or six that are giving kind of the same sort of vibe.
Yeah.
And I could see how that could, I could see how you'd be like, oh, it sounds the same if you're not really
well,
into
I
it anyway.
That's where you have to like really lyrically like hear what she's saying. Because mm-hmm. if you're just listening like to the beat, yeah, it might sound really
or the melody or whatever. Yeah.
But you have to really hear what she's saying. And she, like, really is, like, throwing, like, punches. Like, really hitting you with, like, the facts. Yeah. And it's really, really beautiful.
I really just want to give her a hug.
I know.
Like, one really big hug. You know, I think Travis is hugging her.
Yeah. Okay, so let's go into the songs.
Let's go into the songs. Okay. Deal.
Okay. Fortnite. It's going to be, Fortnite is the first song on the album, and it's also going to be the first single.
Yeah. I wish that that wasn't the single.
I disagree.
Okay. It's fine. It's fine. But.
This is a hot take.
I know. Whenever I saw that Post Malone was on, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
I love Post Malone.
To hear this.
Yeah.
I cannot wait to hear this.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to hate me. I didn't love it.
Wow.
I didn't love it. And there were so many other songs on the album that I love so much more than this song.
I will say when I first heard it, like I'm just listening to the album for the first time and I heard that song, I was like,
Mom's calling.
Oh.
I'll call her back. Hang on. Hey, we're recording the podcast right now. Okay, bye. Thought she was going to give us a take.
So when I first heard Fortnite, it was not the, like upon the first listen, wasn't mm-hmm. like super memorable. Like yes. I just kind of moved on to the next.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't anything like some of the songs like really were like, wow,
uh-huh.
I love this.
Yeah.
But I will say the more like I've listened, I keep going back to that song.
Mm.
And it is like in my head, like I'm just singing it.
Yeah, no,
like,
it's definitely in your head.
Not that we were. Yeah. And which also, do you know what Fortnite means?
No. Can you tell me?
2 weeks. A fortnight is 2 weeks.
Okay.
So this song again is about Maddie Healy.
Okay.
So she's literally saying like for 2 weeks, like there we were.
Mm.
It was very brief.
Yeah.
Their initial yeah. whatever.
Sounds but it
like,
now.
Yeah. But it really like obviously made a very lasting impression. She's like literally obsessed with him,
or was.
I'm not saying she still is.
Yeah,
but anyway,
wonder how Maddie's feeling right now.
And that's what a lot of people are like.
They need to hear.
Well, now they're dissecting the 1975 music and being like, "What songs are there? Songs about Taylor?"
Yeah,
which they're saying there sure. could be. I don't know. I don't listen to the 1975.
Yeah. I know that they're very popular.
We might start.
But this is really good for him.
Well, he's very famous.
Yeah,
but we don't know him.
We don't know him, but somebody does.
Actually, that is one of the Taylor really does. Taylor's obsessed with
it. Imagine Taylor would be obsessed with it.
Like, what an honor and a privilege.
Yeah.
So and this could be completely untrue, but this is one of the theories that are swirling since we're just talking.
Yeah.
We're just spitballing here.
Yeah.
This is one of the theories is that whenever they first got together, that was after Joe. So how many years ago would that be?
A long time ago.
15 years ago?
Yeah.
10
really?
Years ago? 10 years ago?
Well, I'm thinking about her in her age, like how old she is.
10 years ago, she would have been 22.
She would have been 20.
So more than 10 years
ago. She would have been like, she's a year older than me. Or no.
She's
2 years older
than me. She's 36.
She's 2 years. No, she's 34.
34?
I'm 32. She's 34.
Why did I say 36?
She'll be 35 this year.
Okay, so she was 34. Oh, yeah, 1989.
Do the math.
I'm sorry. I wasn't even thinking. Anyway, it was a long time ago.
It was a long time ago.
It was a long time ago.
It's irrelevant now.
And they're saying...
It's not.
The theory is that... It's very relevant.
Yeah.
They're saying the theory is that the 1975 was kind of just getting started, like mm-hmm. breaking out.
Okay.
And they kind of had this like a wild...
Romance.
Fortnight love affair.
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
A fortnight, if you will. And...
yeah.
2 weeks.
And romance. So... he cut it off because he like wanted to be famous in his own right and not as okay. Taylor Swift's boyfriend.
Okay.
And we respect it.
Yeah.
We respect like a self-aware king. And
yeah.
By the way, he did end up doing that. Like the 1975 is apparently very,
by
very
the
big.
Way,
I don't
isn't think that why all of these relationships ended? Because they couldn't stand.
Yeah. Except for Trav.
Because
he like loves it.
Because he is fine.
Yeah.
By himself.
Like, I'm good. You're good. We can be good together.
Yeah. Like, what a power couple.
All these other, like,
egos. Their egos. They couldn't stand it. They couldn't stand it.
It's such a man thing.
It is.
She's too powerful.
I'm trying to, like, make sure my mic is, like, okay. Me
yeah.
This mic. Oh, my Lord.
I think, yeah. Anyway.
Okay.
So, Fortnite. I love it. I love Post Malone. I love the music video.
Yeah.
I love that we got a music video.
Yeah. Well, I love that for you.
I mean,
it's not that I hate it. I'm just saying it's not my favorite.
Okay, I love it.
And I'm also saying that I do agree with you.
Very catchy.
And that I do kind of keep going back to it.
Yeah.
And so I think it is going to grow on me.
Mm-hmm.
But like, if I could have picked.
Don't say yet.
Okay.
Because we got to keep going.
Okay, keep going.
Okay, wait, I'm going to have to pull it up because I don't...
Torture, what? It's the Torture's Poets
okay,
Department.
Okay, I love
the
that.
Track. I love that song.
I think, again...
By the way, did you hear my take on that? And did you listen to it and hear it? Okay, so
I'm pulling up the song
okay,
list.
Okay, I finally popped in on the story. Basically, like, Anna and I have, like, one of us is running one social media and one of us is running another social media. But, like, I try to, like... You're not popping in on TikTok, but I'm trying to also pop in
yes.
on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes...
No, I didn't hear your
thoughts. So sometimes I don't know when you're doing stories. You got to tell me.
Okay.
So, like, I'll just kind of randomly see that there's a story up, and I'm like, oh, crap, like, I should, like...
Chime in
on this.
Yeah.
And so I saw that you posted about people dropping their favorite songs.
Yes.
And I hadn't chimed in on that, and so I finally did. Anyways, something about me is that I can hear songs in other songs. It's a talent that
yeah,
I have.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure other people can do it, but, like, I can. And so anyway, she starts the song and she sings the first line. And I was like, this sounds like one of her songs, but what song does it sound like? And I couldn't figure it out.
And then?
Mine.
Oh, I'd have to like listen to it with that in mind.
Okay. Play just the first line.
Okay.
Right now. Hold it to your mic.
Okay. I can hear it.
Yeah. Anyway.
I like this song. Again, Maddie Healy. But this is where it's a little confusing.
Mm-hmm.
Because there was an interview that Joe did where he talked about...
Which one?
Alwyn. Am I
okay.
saying that right?
I don't know. Are we saying it right? And do we care?
No.
Joe A.
Hey. The most recent Joe. Okay. From here on out.
Well, guys, I'm like, oh. one.
Okay. Is that even his name at all?
By the way, let's look it up. We know that it's Joe.
Okay, Alwyn. A-L-W-Y-N.
Okay, Joe. We're going to go Joe A and Joe J. Joe J.
Okay. Okay.
Joe A.
So Joe A did an interview at some point.
I said, oh.
It's okay. It's an honest mistake. He does this interview and he is talking about a group chat that he's in called like the Tortured Something Society. Okay. Not poets, but something or other.
Uh-huh.
So people had theorized based on that when she came out with the title of the album, the Tortured Poets Department, that this was going to be all about him in reference to that group chat, the thing that he said that one time. So I don't know about that.
I feel like, why would she write a whole song based on a group chat?
I mean,
I definitely could, actually.
Feels like something she would do.
No, I feel like I personally wrote a couple songs about group chats myself.
I mean, but definitely.
In my diary that I don't have.
I don't know. I need to, basically, this song, like, I'm surprised this song wasn't the first song on the album.
I am too.
Because it's referencing other songs that are also in the album.
Yeah.
Which so does Fortnite. It references Florida.
Uh-huh.
We don't know what's happening in Florida.
Not yet.
We love that one. I really do.
It's like constantly running through my mind.
Yeah. We'll get there. But anyway, I do love this song. It's not in my top five. But I like it.
Yeah.
I like it. It's kind of like, I like, want to do this number.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Okay.
Yeah.
Next. My boy only breaks his favorite toys.
Okay.
I don't know who this was about. Wait, it's not important. I don't want to talk about something I don't know about.
Yeah.
I liked it.
By the way, I mean, I don't know who any of these songs are about, so you've done more research than me. So thank you so much for that. But no, I liked it.
I liked it.
It's catchy.
It's catchy.
I don't have like a tie to it.
I don't have a tie to it.
And
I need to, like, honestly, I didn't get, that's what I was trying to say. I'm looking this up. I didn't get the full, like, full listen that I wish I could have had because the people in my house were so annoyed by it.
The song?
By all of it.
Oh.
They were just like, we can't do this anymore.
Yeah.
We can't talk about this anymore. We can't listen to it anymore. So I really didn't get like the time with the songs that I wish I had.
I've only listened to the whole album through. Actually, I don't even think I've gotten to listen to the whole album through twice. But I've listened to at least one and a half. The whole album and a half twice.
Yes.
And then the ones that I've liked, I've went back and clicked on several times. What are you reading?
I'm reading the lyrics.
Oh, okay. And?
I don't know. I mean, I don't really like have any. I need more time with it. But I do like it.
We will spend more time with it.
We will. So. We will.
Yeah.
The rest of our lives. So, okay. Down Bad.
Okay. So,
I don't love this song.
Okay, let me tell you about the song.
Okay.
I didn't love this song.
Okay.
Well, okay.
Very catchy.
By the way. Okay, let me tell you how this song resonates with me.
Okay.
When I hear this song and I listen to the lyrics, it takes me back to like a younger, crazier me. And I've always been like this. Not to like bring up anybody else that I've dated. Obviously, I've been married for 10 years. I've been with my husband for 14 years.
Yeah, it's okay.
So, by the way, like I've been with him a very long time.
A license to bring it up. It's okay.
Okay. But like anybody that I ever like dated prior to my husband and also him, I was like literally a little crazy.
Yeah.
Like kind of crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And it just made me think of that.
Yeah.
Like it took me back to that place of like, 17-year-old me in my feels.
Okay.
About like whoever I would be dating at that time.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't really resonate with it, but I do think it's very catchy. And I just like, I'm like, damn man, look, I'm singing it.
But like me as like 32-year-old me.
Yeah.
Was just like, yeah, it's cute, I guess. But like it took me back to that time.
Okay. I love that for you. Okay, so Long London.
I love that for me, but it did take me back there.
Okay, well. So Long London, we are theorizing that this is about Joe.
Yeah.
It's very sad.
It's very sad. I love, though, as she does, I love what she does lyrically with it.
Yeah. It's a beautiful song. It's
yeah.
Very, very sad.
Which, so sad.
I think it is that... I think that's where the confusion was coming from with, like, what songs are about Maddie Healy yeah. and what songs are about Joe.
What's about who?
Because we really don't know what happened with Joe. Like, what... Some people were saying that they think that he cheated. I feel like I err on the side of if he cheated in this album, she would have been like, you cheated.
Yeah. I never thought that he cheated.
I mean, people are just, you know, people are guessing. We're playing a guessing game. I think it just wasn't going to work anymore.
No.
Like,
I think that it was only going to work in this bubble.
Yeah.
And when the bubble was bursted,
yeah,
it wasn't going to work. It was never going to work in, like, a real life situation.
I agree. So I think this song is, like, giving the relationship, like, the reverence
mm-hmm.
that it deserves.
Yeah.
Okay. But Daddy, I Love Him. I love this song. It's in my top five.
I do too.
I love it.
I love it. I love this song.
I love this song. I love it.
Yeah. People are mad about it, but
people
I love it.
People are so mad about it.
And let's talk
about it.
Yeah. And what we mean by people is...
The Southern Baptist Convention.
The Southern Baptist Convention. By the way, this is a faith-based podcast.
It is.
This is faith-based.
100%.
So, we are coming from the POV of mm-hmm. Christian girlies.
Yes.
We are Christian girlies listening to Taylor Swift's new album, BT Dubs. That's what's happening.
I'm going to bring up the lyrics because I think we should specifically, for people who maybe don't know what we're specifically referencing.
Yes.
Okay. So, let me get there.
Basically, I don't know. I had only seen that one post.
Okay, so it does reference Sarah's and Hannah's in their Sunday best, clutching the pearls, sighing, what a mess. So, basically, she's talking about... She's talking about Christians.
She's absolutely talking about Christians.
Judging her.
Yes.
That's quite literally what she's talking about.
Yeah, so congratulations.
Now...
You're doing it.
Let's be clear.
You're doing a thing, by the way. I just want you to know, if the enemies are still in the room with us...
Yeah. You're doing exactly what she's writing the song about.
Yeah.
And even so, in regards to the song, which a lot of people are just looking at specific lyrics and I'm sure not listening to the whole song.
No.
And they're just like,
because they don't listen to Taylor Swift. They've never listened to her. And why would they do that?
Exactly.
Karen.
Yeah. So if you're just looking at the line, Sarah's and
so sorry, Princess Karen.
Yeah. R.I.P.
Yeah.
In their Sunday best, clutching their pearls, saying, what a mess. I just learned these people try to save you because they hate you.
Mm-hmm.
And if you just see that with no context,
yeah,
I can see how people would be like, that's anti-Semitic.
By the way, the
purely out of context.
The people that have posted this and are sharing it already thought that.
Already thought that.
That was already their preconceived thought.
These are the same people that are sharing that, what is the song? Willow?
Yeah.
That was a satanic ritual.
Yeah.
And she's putting
spells on
spells on us. Which also,
and people at the concert felt like they were under a spell.
She references that in another song that we love, Who's Afraid of Little Old Me. She says that she's putting narcotics in all of her songs.
Yeah.
So she's basically saying, like, I know what you're saying about
it. I see it. I see you and I hear you.
You're making a joke out of it.
You're ignorant.
Because that is what people are saying. Like, oh, she's doing these things to make you listen to her song. So she's making a point to say and to joke, like, yeah, I'm putting narcotics into all of my songs.
LOL.
I'm singing them all day long.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll get there. We'll get to that song.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know what Taylor's...
Is she a Christian? Is she not a Christian? Well, we don't know.
She has publicly said, I'm a Christian.
She has said,
I am a Christian.
And by the way, we don't know.
We don't know.
And we're not speculating.
But she has said the words, I am a Christian. She has said that.
Also, I'm going to just say the hottest take of the day. She's not a Christian artist.
No. Never claimed to be.
And we never claimed that she was.
No.
And we know that going into listening to her music. We know that that is a thing.
Yeah.
And
So for the people
we're listening with that in mind.
Yes. And we could talk about that all day. Because there are people who specifically are like, as Christians, don't listen to secular music. And
any secular
and
music.
We're not saying anything against that. That's great.
Yes.
Great.
Yeah.
I do listen to some secular music.
Yeah.
I try to listen to, my station stays on K-Love, baby.
Yeah.
Like, I do try to feel my house and my car and, like, my family and, like, with those things. But yes. I also do like Taylor Swift.
Yes.
And I believe that there's a world in which you can do both.
Yes.
And that it's not casting magical spells over your family.
Right.
Anyway, we digress. But, so quite literally in the song, which she's referencing the hate that she gets from Christians specifically, which mm-hmm. is so sad to me. Because we don't know, again, where her heart is. And, like, I reference this all the time because I hang on this thread. It is the thread that I hang on, is the song that she wrote about her mom where she says, now I pray to Jesus too.
Right.
That she never performs.
She doesn't perform it.
And you're not going to know about it.
A lot of people don't know about it. So yeah. She wrote a song that she has openly said, I don't perform this song. I don't mm-hmm. sing this song. It's on an album. She wrote it for her mom while she was going through cancer treatment.
And she, a line in the song is, now I pray to Jesus too. So mm-hmm. I do hang on that thread.
Yes.
It is a thread I hang on.
We will be hanging there.
But I don't know. I mean, she very clearly has religious trauma. Very clearly. And yes. You know who's doing that to her?
You.
Not you.
I don't know.
We don't know who you are.
No.
But Christians are doing that. And Christians, as a Christian, Christians do that. Like, Christians be doing that.
It's so frustrating because it's like,
you're turning people away.
By the way, like, if you wanted her to become a Christian, if she's not, let's say she's not.
Okay.
You're doing it wrong.
Yes, because she's seeing you.
She's hearing you.
And she's writing a song about you.
And she's saying,
and
like,
you're mad about it now. And I'm kind of over here just like, I'm so glad that she finally said something about that.
Yeah.
Thank you for bringing that up, Taylor. Because
it's very sad. That's how she feels.
Right.
It's so sad.
So sad.
And it's sad as a Christian to know that also, Christians have done that to her and made her feel that way.
Did you? Like, I really related to the song.
Oh, I related so much to the song.
Like, so much. Going back to, like, being hurt by Christians.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah.
I could write a song about it.
Yeah. No, I related a lot to the song. For a multitude of reasons, I love this song. I love that she, like, kind of breaks the fourth wall. Mm-hmm. And, like, she's, like, kind of playing jokes with us.
Yeah.
Because she says the line, I'm having his baby. No, I'm not, but you should see your faces. Mm-hmm. I think that's funny. She's funny. She's a comedy queen.
She is.
And I got to
see her.
Yeah. But people are upset, namely Christians, that she's, like, calling out Christians on your bad behavior.
Mm-hmm. And, like, somebody said that she's making fun of Christians. And I don't think that she's making fun of Christians. I think that this is her POV.
Yes.
Of how the Christian community has been to her. Which is awful. So, like, mom sent me a post. I could not roll my eyes back any farther. Are they going to get stuck? Yes, they are.
This was one of those things that was getting shared on my Facebook.
Oh, my gosh. So I only saw it two times. My mom sent it to me. I had already seen it, but she then sent it to me the next day, literally to get on my nerves. And the guy that posted that, do you know who that is?
Uh-uh.
Okay, he's like a radicalist.
Okay.
So he is very, everything that he does is very radical.
Okay.
For Christ. And I'm not saying it's fine.
Yeah.
Like, whatever. It's fine.
Jesus was radical.
Absolutely. But, like, the things that he will post are just so, like, ignorant sometimes.
Out of touch, one might say.
Yeah.
To the culture.
Yeah, but, I mean, I'm going to straight up say they're ignorant.
Okay.
She's
saying they're ignorant.
Some of it is ignorant, in my professional opinion. And that's fine. You can take that with a grain of salt.
But because I follow him, and so I've seen his stuff, and he'll get like very into politics, very into this and that through the things. Anyways, he made that post, and he took like three lines of several songs and was like,
"This is blasphemy.
This is blasphemy. This is making fun of Christians," and da 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 da. But I'm just reading this, and I'm like, anyways, I go to the comments.
Yeah.
Because I want to see the comments.
I saw some comments.
And I'm just like, you guys are literally the problem.
Also, by the way, if that's the side that you're erring on, like, everyone's entitled to their opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you're offended by these lyrics, if you're convicted.
Which is so annoying.
If
also,
you're convicted by these lyrics.
Everyone's entitled to their opinion.
No, I know. So, like, I respect all opinions. Like, if you personally, if you heard this song and, like, were convicted by it in your heart,
mm-hmm.
don't listen to the song.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I personally didn't feel that way. I saw it from the POV of this person has been hurt. She has, whether that's church hurt or just religious trauma or whatever it is, by the way, a lot of people deal with that. A lot of Christians have that.
Yes.
And remain Christians, but have this church hurt and church trauma and or religious trauma or whatever name you want to attach to it. But I saw that, especially in this specific song,
mm-hmm.
that she's just saying, like, I see you, I hear you, mm-hmm. and these people are judging me, and honestly, it's a turnoff. That's what I see that she's saying.
Yes.
And you know what? It is.
It is.
Not to say I'm not a Christian, or I'm... No. Or I'm... But what I'm saying is, people who are that way...
Yes.
And are saying these things... Yeah.
Yeah. You're by the way, you're not going to get people mm-hmm. to want to follow Jesus acting like that.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So we'll move on from this song. But I have literally like my favorite line and that all moms are loving right now. The one, I'll tell you something right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather burn my whole life down. And that's how I feel about it. And that's also how mm-hmm. I feel about all those people sharing that post.
Yes.
And that's what she's saying.
She's literally saying that.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that's
so,
that.
You guys should all be honored. She wrote a song about you. This one's for you.
Yeah. Okay. Moving on. I do. That's in my top five. I love that song.
I really like that one too. Yeah.
I really like that one too. Fresh at the Slammer. Honestly,
didn't love it.
I don't even remember it.
Okay. It's like, it's very like,
I think, again, that was about Maddie.
It's actually a very short song too.
Fresh out the Slammer.
It's a shorter one. I didn't love that one.
Okay. So she's saying, I'm running back home to you. Okay. So mm-hmm. fresh out the Slammer, meaning like out of this. Because that's what she's doing. She's going from a relationship and then running back to him.
Yeah.
And being like, okay, this was a fortnight.
Yeah. So that was fun.
Went out again.
Yeah.
Honestly, I don't even, as I'm reading the lyrics and I don't even.
Okay, yeah.
Remember the song.
I do remember it.
And I'm sure
I didn't love it.
I'll grow more attachment to it over time.
Yeah.
I need more time with it.
I don't know. I didn't love that one.
It's not in my top.
I think especially coming off.
Not in my top 10.
In the orders of the song. Coming From that, what was it? But Daddy, I Love You, and then the next one.
Kind of a letdown.
It's like, I didn't love that.
Okay.
It wasn't a good order of events.
Okay.
In my opinion.
Then next we get Florida, which I love. I love Florence and the Machine. It's so catchy.
Yeah, so catchy.
I love what she's saying.
Mm-hmm.
I love
And she's right.
And she's right.
Yeah.
And she's right.
Yeah.
So essentially she's like, you live in these houses in these towns and you build your life. And like, why?
Just to pay for a timeshare in Destin, Florida. Yeah,
just to like.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And have you ever been to Florida? It is one hell of a drug.
It is. Yeah. I will never forget.
Shout out Florida.
Everybody, shout out Florida because everybody. During COVID, you know, everything was on lockdown.
Yeah.
And we couldn't go on vacation.
And we went to Florida.
I was in Texas at the time.
Yeah.
And needed to get out of there.
Yeah.
And was like, get me out, 911, And they were like, we're going to Florida. You want to come? And I was like,
Destin. Absolutely. And she specifically references Destin, which I think is
Destin. Are you there?
Yeah.
Can we sit in the top chair?
Literally.
Yeah. But, yeah, so we go, and yes, it was like the town never shut down.
Yeah.
There was no space in between the booths. We were, we were eating right on top of other people.
Yeah.
Dad was like, at that point, none of us had had COVID. And Dad was like, if we're going to get COVID, we're
getting here. This is the part. And we didn't.
We're getting here. And we didn't. Had so much fun.
Yeah.
So amazing. Caleb didn't get to go. RIP. That was really sad.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. He wasn't there.
Well.
It was
Florida is one hell of a journey.
So we'll have to go back with Caleb because. Yeah.
And sing this song all the way there.
All the way there.
Good for Florida. They have a whole song written about them.
Yeah.
What an honor and a privilege.
Yeah.
Okay. Love it. So good. Top five. In my top five. Guilty as Sin.
Guilty as Sin. That was another one that was brought to the board of
the
Christian community.
Let's dive into that. I don't, honestly, that, I don't really.
I think his name's Sean, let's call him out by name. Sean Feach. I don't know how to say his last name. F-E-A-U-C. He, well, he was with Bethel for a long time. I don't know if he still is with Bethel. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what he's doing.
I don't really remember this song. Again, I need more time with the album.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm trying to, like, get to the part where people are mad about it.
This is the one where she talks about people crucifying her. It's at the bottom.
Oh, okay.
That was what he posted was, that part.
That's the last
lyric.
What if I roll the stone away? Are they going to crucify me anyway? What if the only way you hold me is actually what's holy?
Mm-hmm.
Clearly,
so, read before that.
What she said
before. Because, see, that's all the context we have.
Okay, so what if he's written mine on my upper thigh, only in my mind? Question mark. One slip and falling back into the hedge maze. Oh, what a way to die. My bed sheets are ablaze. I've screamed his name, building up like waves, crashing over my grave. Without ever touching his skin, how can I be guilty of sin? What if I roll the stone away? They're going to crucify me anyway.
Okay, so to me,
hang on, let me read what's after that. Maybe that's, okay. What if the way you hold me is actually what's holy? If long-suffering propriety?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, words are hard.
Words are hard.
Is what they want from me. Mm-hmm. If long-suffering propriety is actually what they want from me, they don't know how you've haunted me so stunningly. I choose you and me religiously.
This is how I feel about it. I feel like she is talking about someone that she's never been with.
She's talking about Maddie Healy.
Okay.
And she's just imagining like what it could be
like to be with him.
Yeah.
And basically she's saying that like, I'm not, but if I do, then people are going to, they're going to say something anyways.
Yeah.
And
I don't think it's blasphemous. I think she's just using like
those
references,
like analogy,
rolling the stone away. Like, what if I did that thing? Like, what if I don't even think she's referencing.
Yeah.
I don't even think she's talking about Jesus.
She's not.
I think she's just saying.
Do you want to know? Okay.
Oh, my head's going to be cut off.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't even think she's talking about Jesus. I think she's just saying, I roll the stone away.
She's not, like,
she could have said, if I rip the curtain back.
She's not talking about Jesus.
But I'm saying, I don't even think that that's like, they're saying, oh, that's blasphemy to say that. But I don't.
No.
And also, side note, okay, people are like, I choose you and me religiously.
Uh-huh.
What's another song that we know that literally says the same thing? That one guy, it's like literally so famous.
Are you talking about back when
country song?
Are you talking about Holy?
No. Oh, well, there's that too.
Yeah.
But
they're not together anymore.
No, but like that's okay though, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure they're mad about that too.
On Loving You.
Yeah.
Holy.
Yeah.
Okay, but that's not even what I was talking about. I was talking about that Bailey Zimmerman guy who's really famous right now.
Oh, what, yeah.
You're the only woman who believed in me religiously.
But well, that's fine. Yeah.
I mean, she's just saying,
yes,
I choose you religiously. Like, yeah. she's not saying,
like, I'm going to choose you over and over again.
Yeah.
And that's also not saying that she's not going to choose Jesus.
That's just saying,
by the way.
I know. But people are mad that she said, are they going to crucify me?
And I'm going to say, by the way.
Yeah.
By the way.
They have crucified her.
Yes. But also, just going back to, like,
choosing some other people.
Choosing something religiously.
Yeah.
I'm going to choose my husband over and over and over and over and over and over again.
Religiously.
By the way.
Yeah. And also, I think you can use the word crucify in so many other contexts.
Yes.
Outside of the crucifixion.
Yes.
And still hold reverence to the crucifixion.
Yes.
That's not what she's talking about here.
Because that is a word that she does talk to her therapist about. They do crucify her.
Yeah.
They literally are like, they as in the Christian community are like, let's burn her at the stake.
Or not even.
Or not even. Some not.
Just haters. Like,
I guess because that is a world in which we are in.
Yeah.
That we see a lot of.
Yes.
Because
they do
of who we're following and who's.
Yeah.
You know. Small Town USA.
Yeah.
But yeah, no. Yeah. What do you think you're doing? Like, that.
Yeah. Yeah. So, no,
Anyways, it wasn't one, like, to me, it was another one that I just wanted to give her a hug.
Quite literally think she's not, I don't think she had any intention of, like, being blasphemous when writing a song. I think she's just using these, like, references.
No.
I don't think, and everybody's entitled to their opinion. Again, I didn't see it. I didn't feel it. There are words that she's using that are also used in a Christian context,
mm-hmm.
but I think it'd be different if she would have said,
if she was like comparing herself
to Jesus.
Yes.
And I think that's what people are saying because she's saying, crucify me.
Yeah.
But like, let me say this. How many times over the last year have I said, like, I've been crucified?
Yeah.
And I don't think I'm Jesus.
Right.
Like, it's a word people are allowed to use. It's a word people are allowed to use.
One thing about you, let's talk about something, a word you used this year about too many times, is tombstone.
That's true.
Put that on my tombstone.
And, like, honestly, put it on my tombstone.
Like,
here she lies, crucified. Put it on my tombstone.
Yeah. You killed her.
Who's Afraid of Little Me, number one?
Okay.
This might need to be a part two.
It might have to be. This is quite literally my fault.
It's okay. It's fine. Okay. This is my number one favorite song.
This is Anna's number one.
This is a work of art.
This is her number one favorite song.
This is art.
It is art.
But you know what I've learned? Because, like, you know, like, I heard this song and I literally was like, where's the hidden camera? She wrote the song about me.
Mm-hmm.
Which I know she's writing about herself. And it just, like, breaks my heart that that's how she feels.
Mm-hmm.
Because we glamorize her so much. Rightly so.
Yeah.
But, like, ugh. Anyway. But what I've come to realize, I've seen a lot of people sharing this particular song. Which, if you don't know, and you probably do know because you're still here. Basically, she's saying, talking about, like, what people have done to her.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, but I've seen a lot of people sharing this particular song, and it kind of hit me, like, a lot of people have this experience, like, this life experience of feeling this way.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so sad.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. It's really sad.
It's so sad.
Maybe it was did you find it to be, like, at all encouraging to you to feel like maybe you weren't alone in, like, feeling so relatable to that?
Yeah.
To that walk of life?
Yeah. That,
and not feeling like I'm the only person that's ever experienced this.
I think so. And I think, like, I think that's what Taylor does. I think she's such a relatable queen.
Mm-hmm.
And she, like, put into a song things that we've all felt, like, so eloquently, mm-hmm. that we feel so seen. And that's kind of, like, her superpower.
Things that, like, you maybe didn't even have the words to describe, but she could.
Yeah.
And you're like, that.
That was what I was feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, let's look at it really quick. Just so quickly.
So quickly.
Because there's some really powerful lines. It's just like, it's so good. This is one that I've listened to over and over and over and over and just been like, wow. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, right off the bat. Okay, this is what from
the right jump. Off the jump
when she says, the who's who of who's that is poised for the attack, but my bare hands pave their paths. You don't get to tell me about sad. When she said that, when she said,
you don't get to tell me about sad.
Yeah. I was crying so hard.
Yeah.
Like, I just think,
yeah.
On my first listen, I didn't have to go back and be like, what was that?
It was like,
heard it.
Heard.
I was shaking in my boots.
Yeah.
Because I think a lot of people have been like, oh, well, she just get over it. She should just get over it. Like, she's so famous. She has everything. Like, she should just get over it.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't get to tell her about sad.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't get to tell somebody what should make them feel a way.
Mm-hmm.
And I just...
You're not going to cry.
It just made me feel like I have felt that so hard of like, no, you don't get to tell me.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I love it. Oh, my gosh. Oh, if you wanted me dead, you should have just said, nothing makes me feel more alive.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Exactly.
Yeah. But I love that she could have said, if you wanted me dead, you should have just said.
Uh-huh.
But then she adds in there, nothing makes me feel more alive.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You resonate.
I love it. I love it. Anyway. I love it. I could just, anyway.
The whole song. Yeah. We could quote the whole song.
I could literally just read the song and just be like, this is all like the greatest thing ever. Oh, the line, I was gentle till the circus life made me mean. Don't you worry, folks. We took out all of her teeth.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't even know. It just makes me so sad for her.
Yeah.
That's how she feels about her life.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. Anyway, love, number one favorite. Love, love, love. Couldn't love it more.
Yeah.
Couldn't love it more. Do we have time for another one?
I think we have time for another one.
Okay, the next one is, I can fix him. No, really, I can. Oh, this is about Maddie Healy.
Oh, okay.
So, basically... I don't even know how to say it. I'm just so...
Wow, I'm not even doing some research on Maddie.
Okay, so basically, and you get this right off the bat with the smoke cloud billows out of his mouth. He's a smoker. He's been open about his addiction to drugs.
Okay,
so
yes.
There's many, many songs referencing drugs.
Uh-huh.
And things like that.
Yeah.
Smoking pot.
I think for me, this song was very clear that, like, he wasn't good to her. To me, that's what I got from the song. And it also, I guess, could be that, like, he didn't necessarily want to be with her, but he wanted to be with her. And maybe she thought that she was going to change that eventually or something.
Yeah. She definitely felt really big feelings for him.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
clearly.
She says, when I tell them he's my man, but your good Lord doesn't need to lift a finger, I can fix him. No, really, I can.
Mm-hmm.
And only I can.
Yeah.
But I think we've all felt like that.
Mm-hmm.
In a relationship.
Yeah.
And if you haven't, like, good for you.
Yeah.
But, like, this...
No, 1,000%.
It's this feeling of, like, everybody is saying, you don't need to be with him. And she's like, no, I can fix it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to make it better. Like, you're going to see. Yeah. And then she says, whoa, maybe I can't.
Yeah.
You can't.
Because you can't.
And she didn't. But, you know, I just think that this man was such a whirlwind.
What song?
Love of My Life. Well.
Loss of My Life.
L-O-M-L.
And we find out.
Yeah. So, again, we're thinking this is. I don't know. Some people are on the fence. Some people are like, is this Joe or is this Maddie Healy? Which one was the loss of her life? I think it's giving more Joe energy.
That's what I was going to say.
Because if you put in
knit together the songs that we feel confident are about. Long
relationship.
Yeah.
That she, I think in that, doesn't she reference like getting married and stuff like that?
Yeah.
And so I think like if there was somebody that she was going to marry and have kids with, she thought it was going to be him.
Yeah. And it goes with that, like, there's also reverence to the relationship, like, in the other songs that we feel like are about Joe.
Yes. And also keeping in mind, too, that, like, she was grown.
Mm-hmm.
She was, like, all the way grown dating him. So, like, for her, like, that was end game.
Mm-hmm.
Because she was a grown up.
I want to be your end game.
Yeah.
Want to be your first string.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways, but yeah.
Okay, so we should cut it off there. I do love Love of My Life.
What's after that one?
I Can Do It with Broken Heart.
Okay.
Do you want to cover that really quick, or do you want to
really
say that?
Really quick. Okay. Because I think that that's definitely in my top five.
It's in my top five.
I think it's in my top three.
What's your number one?
Oh, I don't know. Because I also love
So High School.
I love So High School.
There's ones we haven't talked about that you really like.
Yes. There's ones that we haven't talked about that I really like. I'm also, like, really loving Alchemy, because I am definitely erring on the side of, like, the booing ones.
Yeah, the ones that are more upbeat, happy.
Not even that, but just, yeah. The ones where I'm like, okay.
I'm happy now.
She's okay.
She's okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Because she's giving not okay in some of the other ones.
Yes.
But we do know she is, in fact, okay.
She came out on the other side.
But she said she's been writing this for 2 years.
Yeah.
So
it
was a lot of emotions she was working through.
Yes.
At that, I mean, who knows how long the demise of that relationship was. Clearly lengthy. And then also her constantly having these like afterthoughts of this other man, which is,
she was thinking about Maddie a lot.
Was really, which going back to what we talked about in the beginning of like that interview that she did, I think it was just such a whirlwind thing that she found it easy to write songs about him. Because it was like, and we've all been with somebody like that. I married my somebody like that, which is crazy. Of like, you meet this person and you're like, oh my gosh. Like,
yeah.
I'm obsessed with you.
Yeah.
It's like, and then of course, like,
well, that's usually how it works. I mean, not for Taylor.
Yes. But like, I have been lucky enough in my like marriage to have been in a relationship with like kind of two different people, but like in the same man.
Yeah.
So I had this experience of like, oh my gosh, this is so crazy, but this is like really kind of not good for you. And like, this is, everybody's like, don't do it. And you're like, but daddy, I love him.
Yeah.
You know? And, but then also like end up with the Alchemy kind of guy.
Mm-hmm.
But being the same man. Anyway, the moral story is, what song were we talking about?
We were talking about I Can Do It with a Broken Heart.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Which none of that had to do with We Can Do It with a Broken Heart.
But
No,
none of that. No, that one's definitely in my top three.
I love it. And it gives us, it's just like, she gave us so much insight to like how she was feeling like at the beginning of the Eras Tour, which is also so sad.
Yeah. So sad.
But it's so fun. Like, yeah, you can do it with a broken heart. And it's honestly, although it's very, like what she's saying is very, very sad.
Yes.
It has this upbeat tempo because she was doing it.
Yeah.
And
I think there's a line in there where it was like something of like, oh, I need to see it, but it's towards the end. Oh, I can't think of it. But it's funny. But basically, she's kind of like, I'm crazy.
Yeah, she's like, they're kind of saying things. She's like, but it's okay.
Yeah.
Like,
Yeah,
I love it. Like, yeah. Like, I'm so depressed. I act like it's my birthday every day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I think just that is so relatable, A.
Mm-hmm.
And I cry a lot, but I'm so productive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I think it's encouraging to know, and that's kind of a running theme of the whole album, and a lot of Taylor songs in general, is like that relatability to like, mm-hmm. we are all going through things.
Mm-hmm.
Just like pushing through it.
Yeah.
Even though it is really hard.
Mm-hmm.
But guess what? She did it.
Mm-hmm.
And came out on the other side of it. And like now has this new man that she's like so happy with.
Yeah. Going to Coachella.
Yeah. What a blessing.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think that is like really, really her magic is just like speaking straight to all of our souls and like things that so uniquely that we felt and that we have been through, like so specific. Like she don't have to be that specific.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like specific things that you're like, she's literally watching me. Like, because it's so niche. It's like, that's crazy. But it like brings you to a moment.
Yes.
It's her superpower. And we love it. And we love her. And I wish we had more time because I have so many thoughts and so many feelings about her songs. But
there's so many songs.
There's 31 songs.
So, and we already said that we were only going to do like 45 minutes. And I think it's been an hour and 15 minutes.
Trying to make the episode shorter.
Yeah.
We have to leave room for our sponsors.
Yes.
And how are we going to do that?
Well,
if we talk for an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Okay. This is how I feel. Like, we could
do a part two.
Yeah.
Do we think that people are going to want a part two? How do we feel?
Let us know.
We'll see. Yeah. Let us know. Do you want a part two? Because we have so many more thoughts and so many more feelings.
Yeah. And I think that there are people that want to know what we have to say. And there's some that are like, they already turned this off within the first a minute and a half.
I think to summarize, to circle back, use your discretion with what you feel like is right in your life and listen to it. Don't listen to it. Like, that's totally individual.
By the way, there are so many songs, not to bring it back up, but like there are so many songs, I think, more so on this album. I think this is probably one of her albums that it's not for the kids.
It's not for the children.
It's not Shake It Off.
She's working through some really heavy emotions.
Deep stuff.
Yeah.
This is not an album for Ivy, by the way.
Kinley hasn't even heard it yet. And Kinley loves Taylor Swift.
Yes. And like, I played it just with Ivy in the room.
Yeah.
And Ivy's like, who is that? Like, she doesn't even recognize it because
it's not the poppy,
the usual.
Like,
and so, you know, for us, like,
use your discretion.
If Ivy is saying, I want to listen to Taylor Swift, she's going to say, I want to play Shake It Off.
22.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, it's going to be those songs. And that's fine.
Like, there's songs, again, going back to that.
I'm not going to be like, you know what? Let's play Down Bad.
Yeah. Down Bad. Da, 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 da. Yeah. Yeah.
We're not doing
Like, it is giving very much, like, Evermore folklore. And a lot of those songs, Kinley doesn't listen, like, or I wouldn't play for Kinley either.
Yeah. Right.
So, use your discretion. It's a case-by-case basis. But also, as a Christian to a Christian, be kind. Because quite literally, I mean, at the end of the day, I want to say, like, Taylor's not going to see your post, but she clearly has heard the tribe spoken.
Yeah.
And how could she not? You're so loud with your really, really big opinions.
And bullying.
It's bullying. Like, it's just not giving love.
Yeah.
It's not giving love. It's giving that should have been a private conversation. It should have been like,
talk to your therapist about that.
Talk to your therapist about it.
Talk to your like counselor or whoever.
It was not for the group chat.
Yeah. Like, talk to your best friend about it.
Yes.
That's fine. Stop.
Yeah.
Stop.
And that's the tea.
And that is the tea.
We loved it.
Yeah.
We're so glad we had this talk.
So glad we had this.
And I have so many more to say, but
I don't know why.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we both have more to say. Anna always has more to say. At the end of every episode, when I get done editing, I was like, did I get to talk at all? But kind of. It's okay. We're working on it. Anyways, that was the tea.
Have a great day. Follow.
Like.
Subscribe.
Share.
Rate.
Review.
Follow us.
Tell your friends.
Tell all your Swifty girlies, share this into your Swifty fandom group chat.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, share it to your church group chat.
Yeah.
Maybe somebody needs to hear it.
Absolutely.
We will be.
Absolutely.
All right.
Okay. Have a good day.